We're holding now at the end of the Perek, Arvei Psachim. The Mishnayos and the Gemara speak at the end of the Perek what happens at the end of the Seder. The Perek goes through the Seder, and at the end of the Seder is the Afikoyman. Bezman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayakayim, the Afikoyman was the Karban Pesach. And now, B'Avoy Niseinu Aram, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have a Karban Pesach, the Afikoyman is Matzah. Last week, Parshas Achodesh, we read in Parshas Boy, Legabi de Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Vim Yimat Habayis Meyos Bisa, meaning to say a person has a small family, two, three people in the family, and they're bringing a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is going to be left over. You don't want to cause nicer, they can't finish the whole Korban Pesach. So there's a din of a Chabura, you can have more people join into the Chabura. What's the opposite? The Pasuk doesn't speak about the opposite of, let's say, a person has a big family. So if it's a regular, if it's a size that the family works out with the kezesim plus and you can eat, that's okay. But what's if these person has a big family and these literally kezayis mitzumtzum for every person, not enough for a person to have a full suda. And the din is, you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach al asoiva. Like it's mavur on the Mishnah, Samach Tesam Adbeis, when the Mishnah speaks about the Chagiga, the Mishnah says, Ubemuit, meaning to say is, if there isn't enough of the Karban Pesach to fill a person up, and the Emes says the Makar is a Mechilta, the Mechilta already says that he's a Din al-Asayva. There's no Mishnah or Gemara to say he's a Din al-Asayva, it's a Mechilta. The Lashon HaMechilta, Dover Acher al Matzasim Reirim Yechlu, Zokte Mechilta, Mekan Amru, HaPesach Nechal Achila Soiva. Ve'in Matzu Mor Nechal Machila Soiva, Dizet Din Ala Soiva. The Rambam says that it's not a Chiv, it's a Mitzvah Min HaMufcher. Zokte Rambam in Hilchus Karban Pesach, Perek Ches Halach Gimel, Mitzvah Min HaMufcher Lechol Boser HaPesach Achila Soiva. HaKoponim Dizet Din Achila Soiva. So if a person has, it's a small family, and you have a whole animal to shear, so then it's achila soiva. But if it's only, everyone's only getting a kezayis, how do you accomplish achila soiva? So for that, we have the chagiga that's brought Erev Pesach, the chagigas yodalit. That's not the chagiga that we have learned this zman, in Mesechtas chagiga, that these karbonis that you bring on Yom Tov, a karbon chagiga. That's the Chagiga that's brought on Yom Tov. This Chagiga, called the Chagigas Yodalid, is just that there should be more meat. Only if you need it. Like the Mishnah Taka says, that's why it's not Doicha Shabbos. You don't always need it. It's not always needed, the Chagigas Yodalid. If a person has enough meat from the Karban Pesach itself, you don't have to bring a Chagiga. So the Chagiga is brought that you should have enough to be able to be, that when you eat the Karban Pesach, it should be Al HaSoiva. In Parshas Re'eh, when the Pasuk speaks about the Karban Pesach, so the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elikecha, Tzoyin U'Bokar. What's Tzoyin U'Bokar? A Karban Pesach can be brought from Tzoyin. What's Bokar? You bring a Karban Pesach from Bokar? So Rashi right away brings from the Sefri that Bokar is referring to the Chagiga. The Chagiga. So it's very clear. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, we ate the Afikoyman. The Afikoyman was eaten ala soiva, the Karban Pesach. Why was it ala soiva? Not why, before the why. We'll get to the why in a minute. It was Nechal ala soiva. How did we accomplish the ala soiva? By bringing a Karban Chagiga before. Very clear. What'd say? Aha, interesting shaila. Why dafka chagiga, that it should be basar kachim? It's like a shlomim. Why can't you just eat any person stamazai had basar? I hear the shaila, I don't know offhand. Why taka couldn't you have any basar? Or the emesis, if I remember now correctly, it could be taka. I'm remembering from when we learned on Chagiga that could be, you're right, that if let's say you had leftover other basar, then you could eat that, Taka. Right. Could be even if you have leftover kachem or chulan, I want to be ma'ayin afterwards. It could be Taka, you're right. But al-Kaponim, is it, it's zichah not a chiv. If you don't need it, you can eat the Karm Pesach. But al-Kaponim, it should be ala soivu, you accomplish it by bringing the Chagiga. Very clear. Let's go into the reason why ala soivu. Why? Toisvis, daf kuf chof amar aleph, that's what we're holding now, more or less, we're finishing the perek. Toisvis says the reason why you need ala soivu is because he's a din in the Torah of Aiti. We just read it now in Parshas Achaydish and Parshas Boy. He's a din a Torah of Etzem Le Sishberu Boy. You're not supposed to break the bone of the Karm Pesach. And Memela, I'm just going to read the Loshen HaToysvus and Daf Ayin in Psachim. Toysvus Daf Chaf we saw, but Toysvus Daf Ayin. Toysvus says, V'oimer Riva, the Mashmer Yishalmi, the reason why you need Allah Soiva, Hainu Midrabonon, even though we saw the Mechilta, Kielu says maybe it's mashma even from a drasha, but it's a medirabanon. Gzeirim hashem shviris etzem, not to break a bone, which we're all familiar with. But Zok Toysers, he explains, shibloi hoysa baal asoiva, what would have been? So maybe you would understand, you'd mamash break the bone to get out stuff from the bone. But Toysers says that if it wouldn't be al asoiva, and you don't have enough meat from the Karm Pesach itself, Tosfos says, "Shem lehoysa baal asayva metoich shurav." You're hungry. Lechel abasar shesava v'atzamis memela, it would break. Doesn't bedafka mean that you would go and break the bone to get the meat out from inside the bone, but if you need to get every little bit of piece of meat, so then you eat all the way up to the bone. So once you're eating the meat around the bone, you might cause to break the bone. So Mamela, the reason why it has to be ala soiva to eat the Karm Pesach ala soiva is not to break the bone. If we're speaking about this Indian, it's very important to mention the chinuch. What's taka the reason, the etzem le sishberu boy? Zok the chinuch, because it's not derech b'nei melochim to eat and break bones. It's more like a dog, a kelev that breaks bones, eats around the bone to break a bone. And us, Klal Yisrael, B'nai Malachim. So Mamela, we always have to refrain, and we have to act like B'nai Malachim. But why Dafki here, Zakta Chinuch? Because right here now, going out of Mitzrayim, we went out from the Avdus of Mitzrayim, and we became now B'nai Malachim. We became a Klal Yisrael. Now is when we became B'nai Malachim. So now is when the din is, be careful when you eat the Karm Pesach, V'etzim L'Sish B'Ruboy, not to break the bone. Frek Toisvis, right here on the Kuf Chof, Frek Toisvis, we eat the Chagiga before the Karm Pesach. Why? Why do we eat the Chagiga? So the Karm Pesach should be ala soiva, not to break any bones. Frek Toisvis, and what's about the Shitas Ben Tema? Ben Tema holds that the dinim that are by Karm Pesach are also by the Chagiga that we bring you a Dalit. Which means he's also a din not to break the bone of the Chagiga. So, Ibazoi, you're telling me you bring the Chagiga first, that it should be Nechal ala soiva. What should be Nechal ala soiva? The Karm Pesach, not to break a bone of the Karm Pesach. And what's about the Chagiga? Lefi ben Tema, the Chagiga also you can't break a bone. So, Tosfos says that is a chilek between the Karm Pesach and the Karm Chagiga. Karm Pesach is a year within the year. So Tosfos says it's young, it's rach, it's soft, it's more olol, it's more that it's going to happen, that the bone is going to break by the Karm Pesach as opposed to the Chagiga. Practical. Really, the Chagiga also, we don't want the bone to break, but it's not going to happen. The Karm Pesach, it will happen, so that's why that's a din ala soiva. So that's reason number one, Shitas HaToisvus Kuf Chaf, that we just learned. Toisvus says the reason why you eat the Karm Pesach, why you eat you bring a Chagiga before, is that it should be ala soiva. Again, there's no chiev for the Chagiga, meaning to say is, if you're anyways going to have it ala soiva, it's very good. But the din ala soiva is a din in Karm Pesach, not to break the bone. However, the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam in Maitza Karbonis, the Rambam says, from the din of Lamoshcha, it's a din by all Karbonis, by all Kachim, not to break a bone. It's a din, it's not only a din, which we just said now, Rashi says it's Mehilchas Karbon Pesach, not to break a bone, and like we explained, the Chinuch, explain Hilchas Karbon Pesach. The Rambam says it's a din across the board. Zok the Rambam Peiruk Yud Halacha Yud Aleph and Maisa Karbonis Hoysa Lehem Achila Moetes. Any carbon that the Kahanim are eating Oichlen Ima. Zok the Rambam, like you mentioned before, technically anything Oichlen Ima Chulin. Just make sure when you're eating the Basar Kachim, you shouldn't be. It should be Ala Soiva. You eat Chulin V'Truma. Kedei shetien achelas amasoiva. Meaning to say is any karbonos that's eaten has to be ala soiva. And the emes is the Rashbam kufyu tesamad beis, we just learned it as well. Also, the Rashbam says, when the Rashbam speaks about the din ala soiva, the Mishnah kufyu tesamad beis, emaftir nachar pesach afikoyben. You're not allowed to eat after Afikoyben. Why you're not allowed to eat after Afikoyben? Because we want to make sure that when you eat the Afikoyben, you're full. The Afikoyben is supposed to be ala soiva. How do we ensure that you're eating the Afikoyben ala soiva? If you can't eat anything after Afikoyben, you'll make sure when you eat that Afikoyben that you're full already. You're supposed to eat it ala soiva. Hayos, you're not allowed to eat afterwards, so maybe you can eat it ala soiva. But not to confuse, we said before, Rashi says, ala soiva, not to break the bone by Karbon Pesach. The Rambam says he's a din by all kachim. All kachim, you're not allowed to break a bone. Lamoshcha, it's not classy in kuhuna, in kachim, ever to break a bone. The Rashbam also, lefisha dino leyochel b'soif ala soiva, to eat the Karbon Pesach, and Rashbam says, V'chein kol karbonos, k'dechsiv l'moshcha, l'gdula, k'derech shamalachem oichlem. The Kahanim that are eating the kachim, they're eating from shulchan malachim, and it's not derech malachim to break bones. So maybe it's a din by all kachim. So Bazoi, Rabbeisai, back to the kasha, what do we gain by bringing a chagiga before the Karbon Pesach? So the Karbon Pesach should be ala soiva. And what's about the chagiga? What do you mean the same teretz? Let me make it clear. Thank you for bringing the question up. One second. Lefi Rashi, the reason why you needed ala soiva is not to break a bone. So memeila ibazoi frektoisvis. If not to break a bone, and what's with chagiga? The Torah says it's harder bones. But here these are din and kachim, not because of breaking bones. These are din when you eat it, you're supposed to eat it ala soiva. La mashcha to eat it ala soiva. So and it's a din by all kachim. It's a din by all kachim for whatever the reason is, even if it's breaking bones. But it's a din by all kachim, not only a Karbon Pesach that's a rach. So ibazoi, what do you gain by bringing a chagigo before the Karbon Pesach? So when you eat the Karbon Pesach, it's ala soiva. And what's about the chagigo? The chagigo also you have to eat ala soiva.
So how do you ever eat a carbon?
You're asking very good. How do you ever eat a carbon ala soiva? So the Rambam Taka says, if the kohen gets a shlamim, he gets 18-ounce steak, so then it's taka ala soiva. But if he only gets a little bit of meat, zok the Rambam, you know what you do, the Lashna Rambam, zok the Rambam, hoysa achila moetes. So the Rambam says, you take it right. You have to eat chulin with it, like you mentioned before. And you have to make sure that by the time you eat the kachim, you shouldn't eat it and you're still hungry. Achalim achulin, vitruma.
Kedeshi ala soiva. That's the point of the chagiga. If someone has not enough kedeshi from the Pesach and the chagiga, so you have to bring a bigger chagiga, or maybe a second chagiga. The point is to be nachal ala soiva. So make sure there's the problem that it's not going to be nachal ala soiva. So make sure everyone gets an 18-ounce steak from the chagiga, or bring a bigger chagiga.
So you want to say like this. You want to say that the chagiga, taka is also a din ala soiva. You want to say these are din ala soiva chanami taka. Tosfos asks, what happened to the ala soiva and the chagiga? So Tosfos says, you don't need. I just want to point out the reason that tzad why you don't need ala soiva and the chagiga is because how it's mavur all over, you know why the chagiga comes? So the Pesach should be ala soiva. Everything has to be ala soiva. No, so of course you have to make sure. You're saying like this, if you have to also eat the chagiga ala saiva, so what happens to the Karban Pesach and the chanami? I think you could still eat a kezayis, exactly. After eating the chagiga ala saiva, you could still eat the kezayis of Karban Pesach ala saiva. But I'll come on back to the kasha, l'chayra, it sounds like the chagiga is brought, so the Karban Pesach is eaten ala soiva, that you should eat it, not the Karban Pesach. Don't eat the Karban Pesach when you're hungry. And what's about the chagiga? The chagiga also is supposed to be ala soiva. All kachim is supposed to be ala soiva. Zokt Reb Chaim, in Stencil, he says like this. This din that we saw on the Rambam, this din in kachim, that you're supposed to eat ala soiva, you're supposed to eat karbonos, kachem ala soiva, is only a din on the koyin when he has a chiyuv to eat. Meaning to say, I'll explain, a chatos, these are chiyuv for the koyin to eat basar chatos. The Torah HaKdosha says, Lashon HaPasuk, v'ochlu oisam asher kupar bahem, the koyin eats ubailam mischaprim. He's a chiyah for the koyin to eat the chatos. However, shlomim, for an example, if the koyin eats it, he's makayim a mitzvah, but he's no chiyah. Only when he's a chiyah to eat basar kachim, then he's a din lamashcha. Then he's a din lamashcha. The Loshana Rambam and Pirusha Mishnayis and Zvachim Peirik Yud, the Rambam says, Ubakulam HaKehanim Rishayim Lashanas, we're not going to go into the Din HaMishnah, but Zokter Rambam, Amar Achmana B'dvorim Shahakoyin Oichol, these are Din Lamashcha. Zokter Pchayim, when these are Chiev, if these are Chiev to eat Basar Kachim, then these are Din Lamashcha, Dehainu, to eat it Ala Soiva. Chagigas Yudalit is no chiv. There's no chiv, it's not Toicha Shabbos, you don't have to bring it. If you're a small family, like we began the shir, and there's only a few people, and within the Karban Pesach itself, there's plenty of meat, you don't have to bring a chagiga, there's no chiv for a chagiga. So Mamela, there's no din ala soiva. What happened, I the Karban Pesach, what's with the Karban Pesach? The Karban Pesach, there's a chiv. Avada is a chiv. There's a chiv on everybody to eat the Karban Pesach. So Mamela, the Karban Pesach, Rabbeisa, even though the Karban Pesach is not even for a koyin, it's for Yisrael, but there's a chiv. There's a chiv to eat the Karban Pesach. Shlomim, there's no chiv to eat. Not the koyin, not the Yisrael. Mashaken the Karban Pesach, there's a chiv to eat. Mamela what? Mamela, there's a din ala soiva. So if we stop right here, just even if we stop, it's very clear. As we learn at the end of the Perek, these are din to eat the carbon, at the end of the Seder, the Afi Koimin ala soiva. Rashi says the reason why to eat, Tosfos says the reason why to eat ala soiva is not to break the bone of the Karban Pesach, as it din miyuchid by Karban Pesach. I chagiga, so Tosfos says we're not concerned about chagiga, but it's only by Karban Pesach. However, the Rambam that holds that it's a din by all kachim to eat ala soiva. So why dafka the Karban Pesach and why not the chagiga? The teretz is the general din of ala soiva is only a din when there's a chiv. Chatos there's a chiv. Shlomim chagiga there's no chiv, so there's no din ala soiva. Masha eking Karban Pesach there is a chiv and mele it's ala soiva. I hear what you're asking. You want to say there's a din of noisar, so that should be a chiyuv to eat. Is it a chiyuv dafka on you? You could give it to other people. There's zichur a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv. just on a mimer a musker, I'm going to say it a little bit kitzer, and even if you don't get it, we still have klar the shir, and I just want to go to the part two. But on this note of the shitas Rambam, that by all kachim, only when there's a chiv, there's a din of to eat it ala soiva, the briskerov, the son of Reb Chaim, goes along with the same yesoid, and he is machalaka between kachim and kachim kalim. Kachim, these are chiv, chatos is kachim, not kachim kalim. I carbon pesach, which is kachim kalim, the teretz is, it's an exception because he's a chiv. But the Briskerov says this is all very geshmak lefi the shitas Rambam. Shitas Rashi holds that even kachim kalim and even the bailab and even Yisrael, these always a chiv. Always a chiv. So then you don't have this teretz. This teretz is only if you say that only when there's a chiv. So you could say dafka the karm pesach and atach agiga. But the Briskerov explains something very geshmak. We just passed now Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day of Akamas HaMishkan, is Eser HaTaris. There were 10 things that happened on that day, the day of Rosh Chodesh, the day of Akamas HaMishkan. In the list, it's interesting, there's actually a question what the 10 things were. One of them, the Ravid says, one of them is Achilas Kotche Kotchem. However, Rashi has a different girsa, and Rashi says, the Din Mechitza by Kotchem. Not Achilas Kotche Kotchem. Explains the Briskerov, what's the Shaila between the Ravid and Rashi? Is it Achilas Kotche Kotchem or the Din Mechitza? We're not going to go into the Dine Mechitza, but there's a Din Mechitza of Kotchem, where you eat which Kotchem. Zok the Briskerov, the Machloikis Rishonim, in which of the 10 Ataris, if it was Kotche Kotchem, Zok the Briskerov, the Ravid learns like the Rambam we just said before, that only Kotche Kotchem there's a Chiv to eat. Memela, only when the Mishkan, HaKamas HaMishkan, that's where we started, Kotche Kotchem. You couldn't bring Kotche Kotchem on a Bama. It only came about now with the Mishkan. So Memela, there was a Chiddush now of a Chiv to eat Kotchem. Told the Mishkan there was never a Chiv to eat Basar Kotchem. So one of the 10 items is Achilas Kotche Kotchem. There's a Chiv. Masha Enkein Rashi. Rashi Lishi Tasei. That any Basar Kotchem, no matter what, even Kotchem Kalim, there's a Chiv. So there was no Chiddush now by the Kamas HaMishkan. It's true. Now came about Basar Kotchem Kotchem. But there was always a mitzvah and a chiyuv to eat. So Meila Rashi has a different girsa from the Asara Taurus. To conclude, so what do we have so far? We have clearly that there's a din to eat Karban Pesach ala Soiva, either Dafka Karban Pesach, or it's a Kachem Diga din. But let's get it very clear. We should still be zoicha this Leila Seder, like we say the Tefillah of Anoichal min hazvachim, that's referring to the carbon, to the Karma Chagiga, u'min ha'psachim, the Karma Pesach. You're supposed to eat first the Chagiga. That's clear. Even we spoke a little bit Kachim, we went a little around here and there, Dine Kachim, but that's clear. You eat the Chagiga first, so you should eat the Karma Pesach ala Soiva. That's clear. Even if you missed everything till now. One thing is clear. We learned the end of the Perek. There's a Seder. You eat Chagiga. And then you eat the Karan Pesach. So the Karan Pesach should be Allah Soiva. Let's learn together a Mishnah. Right at the end of the Perek. That's Mamash. We're learning now. We're finishing up. Dav Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Birech Birchas HaPesach. You made the bracha on the Karan Pesach. That bracha patters the bracha of the chagiga. Potar eshal zevach tain the chagiga, the other way around. That, and then these machl, Rabbi Kiva says that neither bracha patters, but what's the pashtus, the Mishnah? Do you understand the Mishnah? that if you come to the Seder and you eat the Karban Pesach first, and you made a bracha on the Karban Pesach, it does pater the bracha on the Chagiga. It doesn't pater. You make a bracha. We're not so familiar with all these brachas, but you make a bracha. The Rambam brings it clearly. You make a bracha before you eat the Karban Pesach. Asher Kiddushanu. Zokter Rambam, V'achakach Mevorach, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elekeinu Melech, El Mashiach Kiddushanu, Metzai Sevitzivaru, Al Achilas HaZevach. You make a bracha on the Chagiga. You make a bracha on the Achilas Karban Pesach. But the Mishnah says that if you eat you're eating the Pesach first, and you made a bracha of the Karban Pesach. The bracha of the Karban Pesach paters the Chagiga. Does pater? It doesn't pater. Machlokes Tanoim. The shaila is: we just finished spending 25 minutes explaining why the Chagiga comes first, because the Karban Pesach should be al asoiva. So what? How do we understand over here that you ate the Karban Pesach first and then the Chagiga? You have to eat the Chagiga first, so the Karban Pesach should be al asoiva. So in the Rishonim, Sai Rabbeinu Menoyach and Sai D'Or Zeruah, there's a difference. There isn't the time now to go into the chiluk between the two Rishonim in their yesod, but they both go along the lines to say that of course you ate the Chagiga first and then the Karban Pesach. The regular Seder that you're supposed to do. This whole discussion here is a Hilchas Brachas de Geshayla. It's a Hilchas Brachas. Meaning to say, you ate the Chagiga. Either now you're eating the Karban Pesach, or you made a Bracha on the Chagiga, you made a Birchas Karban Pesach on the Chagiga. That's the Shayla of your Yoitza. In other words, again, I'm not going to go into detail. The Erzeruah understands that you're making the bracha after you ate it already. Oivel asiyasam, a whole discussion. But how they understand, avada, you're eating it keseder, means you're eating the Karban Chagiga first and then the Karban Pesach. But what the Mishnah means, that you're making a bracha on the Chagiga, but not a Birchas Chagiga, Birchas Karban Pesach. And for that, there's a one sheet that says you're yoitza, one sheet that you're not yoitza. Good. So if you stop right here, it's very geschmack, because Taka, we was talking the whole morning that there's a Seder. You have to first eat the Chagiga and then the Karban Pesach. So you're eating in that order. However, the Tzlach says a Moirid Gechidish, and with this I'm going to conclude. The Tzlach learns, no. The Tzlach says that really it's Taka talking about, the Mishnah's talking about you ate the Karban Pesach and then the Chagiga. And that's what it means. Birach ala Pesach means you ate the Karban Pesach first and then the Chagiga. Aye, what's going on over here? These are Seder, you have to eat the Chagiga first and then the Karban Pesach. Zok dit slach, a chiddish godoil, that the din is, he brings a Rambam, the Rambam in Halacha Tes, it's a Moirid de Gezach. A person for sure starts off his Seder with eating Basar Chagiga. Then he eats the Karban Pesach. Then Zok the Rambam. Person could continue after eating the Karban Pesach, he could continue eating more, whatever you want, more Chagiga. Ubelvad, the last kezayis should be the Karban Pesach. This is moiridik. Meaning to say is, it's not like what we understood up until now. You eat Chagiga the whole night. And then the main thing is, you end off with the Karban Pesach. You eat Chagiga and then Karban Pesach, so the Karban Pesach is ala soiva. However, there's a din that the last kezayis you eat has to be Karban Pesach because of ala soiva. So memeila what? Memeila, it's true. What happened was, is over here, you ate the Chagiga first. You forgot to make a bracha on the Chagiga. Now you're eating the Karban Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, if you eat the Karban Pesach and you make a bracha on the Karban Pesach, a pat is the Chagiga that you're going to go and eat soon again. Memeila is like this. Memeila, the Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Or Zeruah, how they learn it's a Hilchas Brachas de Geshayla. like the Marsham Reb Shalom Tradron explains, their girsa in the Mishnah was Birech Birchas HaPesach. That's what we have. In other words, it's a Brocha de Geshayla. Avad ye eating Keseder. First ye eating the Chagiga and then the Korban Pesach. It's just you're mixing up in the Brochas. Mashenking the Tzlach doesn't have the girsa of Birech Birchas HaPesach. Birech Al HaPesach, the Broch of Chagiga. Like how we explained to the Tzlach, Moiridig in the Welt. You start off with Chagiga, that everybody agrees. Then you eat Korban Pesach. Then you can continue eating more Chagiga as long as you end off with the Korban Pesach. So Mamela, it's a brachas de geshayla, but it's talking about you made the bracha on when you're eating the Korban Pesach, could have parted the Chagiga. The second time you're going to eat a Chagiga, could have parted that Chagiga. So just to sum up, the takeaway of the whole shiur is very clear. These are din to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva. Either it's a din dafka by Korban Pesach, not to break a bone, or it's a din by all kachim. But regardless, these are din ala soiva. That's why the Korban Pesach is eaten at the end, so you make sure that you're full by the time you eat the Korban Pesach. It should be ala soiva. And we bring the Chagiga before, it's not a chiv, but it helps us, should you need to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva. And Memela, the last mission in Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kepshuta, you mean, say you're eating it in order. The Tzlach says, not in order just means, of course you have to start with the Chagiga, because Avada, you have to have the Korban Pesach ala soiva. Narvos, you eat the Chagiga to have the Korban Pesach ala soiva. Then you can go back to the Chagiga ubelvav that you end off the Seder with a Korban Pesach, with a Kazayis of the Korban Pesach. Like what we say, it's a tefillah by the Leila Seder, but we should be zoicha v'noichal min hazvachim u min hapsachim. Yet this year, abo aleinu l'toiva. Have a wonderful Shabbos.